Blog Talk Radio.
All right, how you guys doing today? I'm coming to you guys live from Revolutionary Gospel News, and I'm gonna try to do something a little bit different today. Today's show will be a little bit different than I normally start off. What I like to do is start off by having a prayer today, because this is the Sabbath, and this is the day that God created the heavens and the earth. And gave us to worship Him, and it's a day that is greatly ignored in our time. And so, I'll go ahead and start, and then we'll go on into our show. All right, in the name of Jesus Christ, I humbly bow myself before You, Lord. I ask God that You would bless this show today. Lord, in the name of Jesus, we out here fighting in this world, many of us have seen them have lost our way, a world full of deception. Lord Jesus, we're asking that You will free our minds and our spirits and give us the right mind to serve You, Lord. Lord, the right mind to stand when no one else will stand in this day and age, Lord. We're asking in the name of Jesus that You will free those that are bound by drugs, Lord, bound by deception, bound by carnality, Lord, and this, wherever we've been carried, Lord. And I'm asking for this. And in Jesus' name, we're asking that You bless this show and all those listeners out there who really are in need of Your help and Your true salvation and deliverance. In Jesus' name, we pray. Okay, people, today is the Sabbath, and we normally don't have a show like this. Today, I felt the need to have this show because I was sitting down and I was actually sleeping, and it was pressing on my heart because I realized how much deception is out there. I realize that people are being deceived by the masses. People are being lied to by the government. And it seems like it's a never-ending cycle. It seems like the more we get closer to the end, it's just the more we're going to be tested. And you find these people today talking about they believe in God, and you know, they're the most mean-spirited and evil-hearted people there is. And then there's many people out there talking about they believe in Jesus, but they don't believe in Jesus according to the scripture, people. And it's become a day, you know, where it's just like everybody is lost. And it's getting worse by the day. And I'm just looking at the situation that we live in, a generation where the children seem not to even know the difference between right or wrong. You know, everything looks good to them today. It's a time where evil is called good and good is evil. You know what I mean? In other words, they call evil good and good evil. So in the moral world, that's what we're living in now, the world that the absence of God is truly there. And people walk around, and I see them every day because I deal with people, the great distress that are up on the people. And it's really amazing. You know, because a lot of them walk around, and they say, I'm going to be okay. And I wonder to myself, you know, do you really understand what is going on? You know, and, you know, so a lot of them are in a state of confusion. And I find myself, even in this day and age, being pressed hard. And I want to start off in the scripture to kind of explain, as people of God, those who have truly been born again, because there's been a lot of people. I was on a radio show the other day. A guy told me, or actually a talker, I don't know what it was that I was invited to, but where he told me there's 19 different ways to be saved. And when I start confronting these issues with the scriptures, they pretty much got off the line and, you know, start talking about, you know, it's an order of how we do things. And so what order could there possibly be when you're misleading people? You know, I look at the news, I look at North Korea, okay, what's going on? These things are prophetic. And so the time, you know, it says nation shall rise against nation. And I believe that's Matthew 24, the kingdom against kingdom. He says, but these things must first come to pass, but these, the bottom line, he told you, these were the beginning, the sorrow, great distress. So Luke 21, okay, in man heart, he said, Luke 21 and verse 26. It said, man hearts, okay. Okay, he said, and there shall be signs in the sun and in the moon. I mean, this, I went back to verse 25, people, in verse 20, in Luke 21, verses 21, 25, and down to what's going to be verse 28. He says, and they shall be signs in the sun and in the moon and in the stars and up on the earth, on the earth, distress of nations with perplexities and seas and waves roaring. Just that one scripture alone, because, you know, we're coming to the end of another tetrad, you know. He said, signs in the sun, also in the moon. So within these last 2 years, we've had what they call blood moons, which are lunar eclipses. Okay, and we're getting down to the next one that's coming up next month. I believe it's on the 28th. And before we can even get there, you know, we have North Korea and South Korea. Two people's only got killed so far, but a situation that can spiral out of trouble, out of hand, I mean. And then there was a couple of months back, there was the sun turned to sackcloth. Okay? Stars are falling. We've seen so many things, and you're looking around the world and up on the earth, great distress, you know, distress of nations, like it says. And that's just one verse, perplexities of the sea. You know, great storms, you know, talking about these hurricanes down over there in the Pacific Ocean, part of the Indian Ocean. Winds unheard of, unprecedented. You know, never before heard of. Okay? And that's, just, like I said, that's it, but one verse of a time of the end. And it said, the waves roaring. So, it says, man heart failing them for fear. Men having mental breakdowns, looking at the world and the condition it is. Okay, so look, man heart failing them, having mental breakdowns, okay, for fear. They fear, look at the crisis. It's a situation that cannot control. And I'm not like nobody else. I don't believe in all these guys running around here. And the Bible says teach. So understand, teach. Preach means to teach. It's an old English word. It is to make clear what is on the word of God. It's not to be something where you got to sermonize and holler. And you bring to light what is happening. So you see these things. You see, man, our hearts are failing him. People under great distress because they see all these conditions around the world and they don't know what to do. They're lost. You know, your government lied to you. There's no really no restraint with your government. Your government is not controlled by you guys no more. If you guys are in America, you're a fool if you think that their government is controlled by you in any way. You know, Washington is gone. But at the same time, it's always, this world itself has always been under the control of Satan. That's an illusion for you to think that it hasn't. And so, because they don't say they know what, but they just say their hearts are failing them, their minds, for looking after those things, the conditions which are coming on the earth, for the power of heaven shall be shaken. Then shall they see the Son of Man coming in a cloud with power and great glory. When these things begin to come to pass, then look up and lift up your head, for your redemption draweth nigh. Your redemption draweth nigh. Those who know the truth. It's not talking about the people seeing it. There's an inherited problem right now. Many of you out there don't know Jesus. I'm not talking about the Jesus you heard about. I'm talking about the Jesus in the Bible. He says many, and I need to open my Bible for that one. Then we'll get that scripture when he talks about that. And that's, I believe, because I'm looking at another Bible. Kind of strange how we really, really are familiar with our own stuff versus other people's Bible. I know that's in John. Yes, it's in John chapter 7. No, that's 8. It's going to be 8. It's actually 8. So he tells us this. Yeah. Kind of strange today that I really had my heart into doing what I'm doing, and I'm still going to go on. But it's always, no matter what you do, there's always, if you're trying to do what's right, is an obstacle. You know, some way, what you intend to do, and especially if it has to do with the Word of God, all of a sudden, you'll find yourself sidetracked in dealing with other issues and trying to keep yourself together and not go off. And I'm going to have to pull my Bible, but the other scripture that I'm talking about is a scripture that deals with the situation and talks about people, how people really just don't know Jesus. And they believe they know Jesus, but they have no relationship with him at all. It's just like one great lie. They tell you, I know the Lord, but the reality that they don't know the Lord. They tell you about a Jesus that they heard about, but they don't tell you about the Jesus according to the scriptures. Be patient with me today. People, I haven't done a show in a long time, and I came on because I want to give glory to God. That's what we need to do. It's the Sabbath. That's what's missing. We go on, most people, not me, but most people go to church on Sunday. That's the day that lead it out to where? You know, where do that day lead out to? You know, that day does not lead out to nowhere. Yeah, that I was actually in the right place. I can't believe this. But it's John 7 and 38. He that believeth on me, as the scripture has said, out of his belly shall flow rivers of living water. Notice, he that believeth on me, as the scripture, what is written according to the word of God. Many people don't know that Jesus. They know a Jesus that they've come out of Rome. You know, they told them about somebody who don't even exist. You know, they told them about a fake Jesus. And so they say, but he's saying the real Jesus, as they believe according to what is written about him, as he is the Son of God, people. So this Jesus I'm talking about. And so man's heart fell in them. Because they see this trouble coming, but at the same time, they don't know what to do. You see, an immoral generation, they really just simply don't seem to know what right is, period. I mean, I've never seen nothing like this in my life. And I'm like, and I've been here long enough to tell the change of when the people, women can't, you know, the women are so immoral and they think they're just natural women. Everybody seems to just mix into one great puddle. But they have no standard. Love has a standard. You know, what kind of standard is it when a woman just go lay down with you and they don't even know you? Where's the standard at? Where's the value being set there? You know, then you got men with men and young men at that, which is such a shame when you look at them and you realize, wow, you really, your mind's messed up. How don't you know that you're a man and you don't belong with the same sex? Eventually, that will lead to us or the world attempting to outlaw the word of God. And what I mean by that, why I say that, is because simply they're going to say this is hate speech because we're willing to confront the perverted mind. You can't talk about it. So this is the world you're living in. Sexual immorality, many families breaking up, you know, marriages going down the tubes all the time. Women don't know their place, men don't know their place. And so the world, that's the world we're living in now. And so I was looking at this and I'm looking at how all these people are having these mental breakdowns. And even myself coming up under great distress. And it was kind of funny because I realized I really stressed out. And then I begin to think about the scriptures, and I say, how many people really understand what we're going through? People think that people, because you're a believer, life's going to be easy and God's going to take care of this. But let's look at chapter 18 of 18 of Luke. And the Lord, and says, and it's verse 6 through verse 8. And it says, and the Lord said, hear what the unjust shall say. And shall not God avenge his own elect, which cry day and night unto him, though he bear long with them? In other words, he bear long with them. He's been patient with this planet. And I tell you that he will avenge them speedily. Nevertheless, when the Son of Man comes, shall he find faith on the earth? See the conditions that are coming. The great distress that are coming. The distress is on many of your lives out there right now. You know, you going to work and people really saying, everybody, the word is, everybody is under pressure. Everybody's going through something right now, man. But this is just the beginning of sorrow. It's going to get to the point where your very confidence in the word of God will be tested. You know, many of you go to churches and they're not, you've never been born again. You go into a building that really has nothing. They believe in a Jesus that is not in the scriptures. You know, born again. What is really a real born again experience? According to John 3 and 5, it says, except a man be born again, he cannot see the kingdom of heaven. In other words, he cannot mentally comprehend it. He don't understand that this is a coming world government system, but Christ is going to arrive from the heavens. He's not going to be coming, walking down the street. He's going to literally come in the heavens with his angels, resurrecting his saints. He said, because when he comes, he shall avenge them speedily. He's going to bring them back. Christ tells us that. People don't understand that Christ is the bread of life. What does that mean? People will be looking at it and say, bread of heaven. They sing these songs, but they have no clear understanding when Christ talks about he is actually the bread of life. What does that mean? You know, what does it actually mean? Because we're going to be under great distress. So if you don't have a relationship with him now, and if you're not getting prepared and not entering into that relationship, but how are you going to enter into a relationship unless you have a clear understanding of who he is, what he is to you? You know, this is the problem. Okay. Now, look at what he said in the Gospel of John 6 and 26. Okay. Wait a minute, people. I don't go to 6 and 26. That's not where I want to be at. I mean, chapter 6 and verse 53. Then Jesus said unto them, verily, verily, I say unto thee, okay, and I realized in my mind to tell me I did not finish covering the baptism in Jesus' name. Okay, so it tells you, except a minute, I have not finished telling you about the born-again experience. So I have to cover that, and I'm going to go push on to that. The true born-again experience, and then verse 5, the Gospel of John 3, that was 3 and 3, where I first quoted about man not being able to mentally comprehend the kingdom of God. And then 3 and 5 tell you, except a man be born of water and spirit, he cannot enter into the kingdom of God. So we have to be born of water and spirit. And that application, how you apply that, is found in Acts 2:38. 38 tells you to repent and be baptized. There's your water. In the name of Jesus Christ, for what? The remission of your sins. There's the blood, because he's washed us from our sins in his own blood, Revelations 1 and 5. Okay? And he said, and you shall receive the gift of the Holy Ghost. So there is your water and spirit and all the things was contained in that. And there is no other name given among a man whereby we must be saved. We must. Acts 4 and 12. That's all in Acts 2:38. So, he begins to tell you And I'm going on now because I have to cover that because I ran off on that, then I didn't really miss the whole thing. That lets you know he is the entrance into the kingdom. And he tells you, Jesus said unto them, and this is verse, the Gospel of John 6:53. And Jesus said unto them, verily, verily, I say unto thee, except you eat the flesh of the Son of Man and drink his blood, you shall no wise live. Well, no life. Okay, it's no life for you. Okay. I did. Well, one of those days. Bread life, I got to go back. This is not what I wanted. This is what I want right here. And it's kind of still in, and you're bearing with me and being patient. This is the Gospel of John, chapter 6 and 26. And Jesus answered them and said, verily, verily, I said to you, seek me, ye seek me, not because you saw the miracles, but because you did eat the loaves and were filled. Labor not for the meat, which perish, but for the meat, which endured and endured unto eternal life, which the Son of Man shall give unto you, for he has the Father sealed. Okay. And he goes on, he goes down to verse 32. We're gonna skip down to verse 32. It said, Jesus said unto them, verily, verily, I say unto you, Moses gave you not the bread from heaven, but my Father gave you the true bread from heaven. For the bread of God is he which cometh down from heaven. Okay? And it gives it his life unto the world. And skip, and then Jesus said unto him, Lord, okay, and then they said unto him, Lord, even more, give us this bread. And Jesus said unto them, I am the bread of life. I am the bread of life, and he that cometh to me shall never hunger, and he that believe on me shall never thirst. What do he mean, I am the bread of life? Remember when he was dealing with the Pharisees? I don't know when people don't know. I don't know how well the people that are listening to the show on the radio, know the Bible. But when he was dealing with his disciples about the leaven, and they thinking that he was mad because they brought no bread. And then he says, beware of the doctrine, the teachings of the Pharisees. So the bread of life means that he is either eternal life. He is the teaching of eternal life. So when you're dealing with Jesus, he's the bread of life. He is the teaching. He is the way. He is the light to enter into eternal life. It comes through him. That's what he has brought us. He's brought us. He's the way for everlasting life. He's the bread of life. He's the teacher for that. The correct Jesus. The Jesus according to the scriptures, not the Jesus that we believe and people say he's God and all of that. That is not found in the scriptures. And I know some of y'all are saying, well, yeah, he God. Oh my God, this guy just said Jesus is not God. I have one scripture that trumps all of that. And it's serious. It's Acts 2:21. And 22. Now let's look at this. Okay. And it shall come to pass that whosoever shall call on the name of the Lord shall be saved. For he is the way in. He said, ye men of Israel, hear these words. Jesus of Nazareth, a man, I believe on him as according to scripture. Look what it says. Approved of God among you by miracles and wonders and signs, which God did by him in the midst of you, as ye yourselves also know. But he is a man approved of God. He is the Son of God, according to the scriptures, not according to your interpretation, not according to the delusion that has been fed to you. He came to save his people. He came for we can have the remission of sin. He is the way in. And the distress you see coming. You see the world ending. You see all the stuff happening and you don't know what to do. Well, Jesus is the answer. Running around and you're losing your mind. You're in a delusional state. There's deceivers out there telling you they're making God of a small mind. Well, the J didn't exist to this year. Hello, people. My God is omnipresent. He's bigger than anything you think. He's over 6,000 languages, and he understands Jesus' name in every one of those languages. See, so you're out there. You have never been truly born again. And you see the world coming to an end. You're under great distress. As it says, man's heart failing, and they have a nervous breakdown. They don't know what to do. And then he talks about, shall he find faith? Shall you have confidence in the word of God when he arrives? Shall you? Shall you have that? Do you know Jesus, the real Jesus? Not the Jesus that these people are talking about, but the Jesus according to the scripture. The Son of Man, the Son of God. Do you know him? See, that's the problem. See, he said he would give you the bread of life, and he talks about in the scriptures that he would be with you forever. He would not just be with you for a day or two. He will be with you until the end of the world. If anything happened to you, he said, I will rise him up. He will rise you up. Though all of those who have believed in him and have received of his, as he's talking about the eating of the flesh and all that, he said, those that have received of him. And look at, so we find out he's a man approved of God, among you by miracles and wonders and signs which God did by him in the midst of you. Many of you guys twist the scriptures and don't understand that when you're talking about Jesus, you say, oh, he's God, because look at all these things he's saying. He was saying God was working in him. He was not claiming to be God. He was saying, God's in me, man, I'm a man. But I came here for y'all's sin. I'm going to die on that cross for what? For your sin. I'm going to die so that you may have eternal life if you receive the truth. You know, if you really be born again, if you follow the instructions that I'm giving my disciples, you know, I am eternal life. I am the teaching of that. You follow the scripture. When he said, I'm the bread of life, that's what he's telling you. I am the doctrine. I am the teaching. I'm the life, you know, eternal life. In verse 21, they use Romans 10, and this is the clarification of Romans 10. It said, and it shall come to pass that whosoever shall call on the name of the Lord shall be saved. Now, if these men were here, now look at what they asked in the same conversation, same scripture. He said, therefore, let all the house of Israel know surely that God has met that same Jesus whom you have crucified, both Lord and Christ. Now notice what they add. Now when they heard this, they were pricked in their heart. In other words, they were agitated. They were convicted. Okay? And they were convicted in their hearts. And they said unto Peter and to the rest of the apostles, men and brethren, what shall we do? Didn't they just tell them how to call close, calling up on the name of the Lord? Here's the application of that. Then Peter said unto them, repent and be baptized, every one of you, in the name of Jesus Christ, for what? The remission of your sin, and you shall receive the gift of the Holy Ghost. Here's the true born again experience. Much distress on this earth. What are you going to do, people? Now you're being pressured. You have to make a choice. You have to make a choice whether you're going to choose life or death this day. I'd like to thank you guys for coming out to Revolutionary Gospel News. And thank you for having your patience and returning. I'll have to set up another time for another show where you can hear the truth of the gospel and not something that is other than the word of God, not my opinion. Once again, this is Joseph Smith. Y'all have a great day.